Kid comes to me, says he's looking for results. I'll do anything, boss. Just give me a chance. Teach me the ropes. Ah, I should have known better than to work with someone so young, so green, so goddamn Mexican. But I went against my better judgment. You gotta work hard, kid, I swear. Otherwise, I don't want to get into this whole thing. That's my refund policy. It only kicks in if you work for it. One of the tactics that I have been taught to close a sale is to offer a refund policy. If you've ever thought to buy something of your own, whether it's a car or anything else, a piece of software, hardware, it's always nice to have a refund policy. My money is safe, essentially, if I don't have a good experience trying this thing out.
Now, in my own coaching program, I offer my own refund policy, which is that if you show up to every call and do every assignment, and you still don't get results after 12 weeks, then you get a refund if you ask for it.
Effectively, that refund policy is just a closing tactic, because to meet the requirements of the policy would mean that you would have to do things extraordinary. You'd have to make extraordinary efforts. And so I would say out of 120 people I've worked with, there have probably been only like 5, maybe 10 people, but more so 5 people who have executed everything so well that if they wanted a refund after going through those 12 weeks with me, I would give it to them. Because I'm like, you did literally everything I asked for, and you executed it to a very high level, to the best of your abilities. You did everything so well. Of course, yes, if you're still not happy with the product, if you didn't get results, or you know, things didn't go well for you, then okay, maybe you know, you deserve it. You deserve a refund. The irony of this is that if someone were to attend every single one of my calls, I do all of the homework assignments. If I say do a B-roll shoot, they do it. You know, over the course of 12 weeks, they end up making like 12 YouTube videos with a call to action. But if I tell them to build a landing page, the landing page gets built. Like if I tell you to do something and you do it, you do all the homework assignments, then the thing is you would probably get a 200,000 view video and you would like execute on a super high level. You'd get an insane result. This made me think that essentially we are all our own coach. You know, you don't need to pay for a high-ticket coach to necessarily tap into all the knowledge that you have within yourself even. So I came up with this thought exercise that I think might lead to the most substantial gains that you could be making in the next 1 year of your life, which is to become your own high-ticket coach. Now, I want you to imagine for a second that you are your own high-ticket coach. You're offering yourself a coaching program, and you're like having this conversation with yourself. What would that coaching program consist of? I did this sort of thought discussion with my videographer, Rolando, and I was like, Rolando, if you were going to give yourself your own coaching program, what is the offer that you would make to yourself? So he made a couple of goals. I had to tease them out of him, but he made a couple of goals for himself. He's like, the first goal, you know, I think in 5 months' time, I'd want to save $10,000. I was like, great, okay, save $10,000. Anything else? He said, I guess I would want to go on a date, like a nature walk or something, with a beautiful woman. I just want to just go on a date. I want to go for a walk with someone lovely and have a great conversation with them. I was like, great, okay. So let's say the offer is that, you know, in 5 months' time, you'll save $10,000, you'll go on a date with a beautiful woman. What else do you want? Are there anything else you want to? He's like, I want to be at 12% body fat. I'm like, perfect, let's throw that in there. You'll get $10,000 in your bank account, you'll go on a date with a beautiful woman, and you're going to be at 12% body fat, you're going to have visible abs. Anything else? He's like, yeah, I want to get to 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. I was like, perfect, let's throw that in there as well. 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, and you feel really good about your own creative work, and you get a date with a beautiful woman, you get 12% body fat, you have a great physique, you feel better, more physically confident than you ever have, and you get to put $10,000 saved up in your bank account. So he said all this, I was like, okay, that's the offer. Now give me the refund policy. You're joining this 5 month long coaching program that's guaranteed to achieve all of these objectives. What is the refund policy on this? He's like, what would you have to do to qualify for the refund policy? And so he slowly came up with his own list. He's like, you know, if I track every calorie that I consume, hit every workout, read one book every 2 weeks, go to one networking event once a month and try to talk to 2 people and try to get them into my YouTube video. If I do like one B-roll shoot every 2 weeks, if I go to one social engagement once every 2 weeks, he just made these like handful of requirements, probably like 6 to 10 requirements that he made for himself. If I do all these things over the next 5 months, then I'm guaranteed to hit my objective. And if I don't, then I'll get a refund on whatever I've done. I was like, perfect. I made my own policy for myself for this next year of my life. I was like, okay, if I, Nikhil Pandey, if I was going to create the most like unbelievable coaching offer for myself, what would it be? And I came up with a handful of requirements. One of the things was, okay, a certain income goal. It'd be an amazing income. Building on top of that, what if like my muscle mass is like 7 or 10 pounds of more muscle than I currently have while sitting at like 10 or 12% body fat? So like 91 skeletal muscle mass, 10% body fat on an in-body scan. That's the second offer that's guaranteed. Number three, I get to have like 200,000 followers on Instagram. And my Instagram, I get like a partnership with a great fitness company, like ASRV. Oh, that's a great offer too. Holy shit, this offer is unbelievable. Like I get to make all this money. I get to partner with ASRV. I get to have the physique I want. Anything else? Yeah, I get a Hollywood agent this year. And I get my SAG-AFTRA card, my Screen Actors Guild union card. So I book an acting job that's substantial enough that I get that as well. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most unbelievable coaching offer there ever could be. So if that's the coaching program that I'm giving to myself, what would the refund policy be? Because theoretically, like let's say the coaching program costs $100,000. So I'd have to like, I don't know, apply for a loan to be able to pay for this coaching program. So I want some sort of thing to guarantee that I can fulfill the requirements of the coaching program and get the refund if I need it. So I created this list of requirements for myself. I'll just read some of them to you. I said, you know, in order to qualify for the offer, what if I guaranteed, you know, to qualify for the offer, you have to get up at 7 a.m. every day and be asleep by 11 p.m. most nights so that my sleep score, according to my Oura Ring, my sleep score would have to be over 85. I'd have to plan each day in advance, rigorous planning of each day. I'd have to mindstorm every evening, which is to say like create a list of new action items, new things I could do, new things I could pursue or try out every evening and create kind of like an agenda for the following day. I know this is super basic stuff, but do you do these things every single day? I mean, I know the value of planning every day in advance. And when I visualize the successful completion of the next day, I know how valuable that is, but that I don't do it every single day. But to qualify for the refund, I'd have to do it every single day. Dang, okay, that's a very substantial mark to aim for. 30 minutes of meditating every day. I know the value of meditating. I've been talking about it on my channel for like 6 or 7 years now. But do I do it every single day? I don't. Maintain an immaculate score of 100. Immaculate score is sort of like this metric that I came up for myself on how clean my physical and digital spaces are. So are all my bills paid, you know, or are all my credit cards paid off? Is my physical space, is my closet perfect? You know, to get an immaculate score of 100, my car has to be clean. It has to be serviced. Everything has to be done like perfectly to the nines. I rarely maintain an immaculate score of 100 according to my own internal metric. One thing that I put down that I never do is outreach. Complete 30 pieces of outreach every week to brands, agents, casting directors, potential clients, potential podcast guests. I can tell you that if I did 30 pieces of outreach every single week, which ends up being around 4 or 5 pieces of outreach a day, it could be an Instagram DM, an email, all these things. Just that alone, it's 50 a week, you know, over the course of a year, 50 times 50, it's like 2,500 pieces of outreach in a year. That would have an insane, insane return on my life for me to do 4 to 5 pieces of outreach every single day. The result of that would be unbelievable. And yet, you know what? I never do any outreach. Every once in a while, I'll message an agent like, here's my stuff. Here's my material. I'm not doing it regularly. There's so many people worth connecting with and like keeping in contact with or letting people know what, you know, like what you're working on most recently. There's so many people worth connecting with, and I'm just never connecting with them because I'm always afraid of rejection or, you know, like outreach. I don't know if this is valuable. Today, after making this refund policy for myself, I reached out to 5 people. One of them was this brand Milanote, who I partnered with in the past, who I think would be an amazing partner to work on the subsequent parts of my film. I reached out to an old talent agent that I took a meeting with in LA 7 years ago at this point. Like, I have finally gotten back in the mix of doing outreach. I was like, what the fuck was I doing this whole time? I wasn't doing outreach. But I can guarantee that if I did 50 pieces of outreach every week, the results of that would be nuts.
Just wanted to give you a quick piece of update that as a result of this outreach, since making this video, the talent manager of Mark Ruffalo, he's the guy who plays the Hulk in the Avengers movies, right? Mark Ruffalo, great, great actor. His agent literally followed me back on Instagram. So yeah, the refund policy is working.
And the thing for you to consider with this video is make your own coaching offer for yourself? What is it that you want to achieve in a certain amount of time? You know, create a timeline for yourself. Maybe it's 5 or 6 months. Maybe it's a full year out. And create like a really dramatic offer for yourself. Maybe your offer is like, I want to make 120 grand this year. I want to get this new promotion. Like the coaching offer guarantees a promotion, and then it guarantees all these things for myself. Maybe making content is a part of your guarantee. So like to qualify for the, you know, refund guarantee, you have to like make 100 pieces of content. You have to make like 50 YouTube videos and 50 Instagram reels. If you don't do that, you don't qualify. So you invested all this money. You want to make sure that at least you'll get that return. So you want to hit those 50 reels and those 50 YouTube videos. Just like make it granular for yourself. But establish an offer for yourself that's really dramatic. Maybe if you want to like really improve your dating life and you want to have like just an amazing year of dating, you know, either finding an incredible relationship or just dating around and exploring your options, having fun. What if part of your guarantee offer is that every time you met someone, you saw someone out in public who you thought was super, super attractive, you were very drawn to them, you were pulled to them, you force yourself to interact with them in some way. Introduce yourself, ask to exchange Instagrams every single time. Sure, maybe you get rejected a bunch or things would be awkward, but you're not trying to get a result from that person. You're just trying to make sure that you qualify for the refund. Do you see what I'm saying? Imagine if every single person that you interacted with, who you found attractive, you found interesting, no matter what, with no excuses, you just, you know, not rudely or anything, but you force an interaction. You're like, hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. You know, my name is Nikhil. Here's, you know, I'd love to exchange Instagrams or something. Whatever your like objective or goal is, what if you created an offer that was really exciting, but somehow still achievable, just on the edge of achievable, and then also created this freaking refund policy for yourself that's like really hard to live up to, but still feasible, you know? Don't make it impossible, but make it on the edge of like, damn, I would really have to qualify for this refund. I'd have to really execute at a super, super high level. It's a marketing tactic. It's a closing. I'll just fully admit it. You know, in my own YouTube coaching program, it's a closing tactic, but it's still possible to achieve. Like it is possible to attend all of my coaching calls. It's only 24 calls over the course of 12 weeks. It's totally doable. And if you can't make a call, just give me enough notice where we can schedule a one-on-one and that would keep you on track. And then also for my own like actual YouTube coaching program, you have to make 12 YouTube videos either by the time the program ends or, you know, slightly after, like the month after. If you get to 12 videos, then you're within the confines of the refund policy. But like, that's just a closing tactic, because I know anyone who does all of those things, someone who goes to all the calls and does all the homework and makes 12 videos in the way that I describe, they're going to get some amount of results. They're going to be happy with the program because they've, you know, it's not me who's creating those results. It's they're creating these results for themselves, but it's dramatic enough of an action, of an effort, of an intention where their life would change. If you had to create a high ticket coaching offer for yourself, we all have the power to create our own offer for ourselves and change our own lives. So I don't know. Hopefully you find this video interesting. I feel like it's scripted from a place that has nothing in alignment with the YouTube algorithm. I'm not even going to be sure what to title it. Like, should I call it How to Get Ahead of 99% of People in 2025? Or should I just call it what it is, which is like create your own refund policy? I don't know. But it's a video idea that really excited me. So let me know in the comments below, what would the offer be? And then what are the things you are going to do to ensure that you would qualify for the refund if you ever needed it? Anyway, if you're new here, my name's Nikhil. This channel features one podcast episode and one mainstay video like this about once a week or once every other week, all with the creative entrepreneur in mind. I share my own journey with the things that I'm working on and hopefully give some insight or value while I pursue that effort. If you find that interesting, consider subscribing. You can follow me for more behind the scenes stuff on Instagram at @nrajapande. The link for that is also in the description box. And then I also have a newsletter, which I have been very regular with in this new season in 2025. So far, I've put up 3 posts. It's a weekly newsletter that I think is very good. So if you want, you can check the link out for that in the description box as well. If you want to buy any of my stuff, my 100 Days of Momentum course, one-on-one coaching with me and beyond, all links are in the description box. But with that being said, for those of us who create our own offers and work towards them, to us, I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.